Welcome to today's episode of Morning Motivation.
Actually ask yourself if this is what you wanted or were you just used to it?
For somebody that's struggling, you start rewarding incremental steps. Incremental steps that are about forward action.
Every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around.
You have to be alert when you're suffering. You have to be alert to the beauty in life, the unexpected beauty in life. And you have to look and see where things are still beautiful and where there's still something that's sustaining that can get you through some very dark times.
Agitation and stress were designed to get us up and move us. And when we try and fight that too much and we try and quiet that stress, that actually can be problematic. You have to decide, are you going to try and quiet stress or are you going to actually lean into action? That's a critical choice point for everybody who's experienced anything negative. Forward movement, provided it doesn't endanger you, is absolutely the remedy for fear, stress.
Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in the face of it. Confidence isn't the absence of self-doubt. It's being willing to try, even though you doubt yourself. The world gave us a gigantic experiment where we got to practice and get to continue to practice the most important skill on the planet, which is emotional resilience.
You do have to embrace the darkness. You do have to embrace the rage.
People have like a gift inside of them, they have greatness inside of them, they have a passion inside of them, and now's the time to let it out.
2020 is a reset year. 2020, it's not by accident that it's 2020 and a new decade. It's 2020 vision for 2020 and beyond. This is the year for reset. This is the year for restart. This is the year for reignite. This is the year for repeat the things that you love. This is the year for recommit. This is the year for redesign. This is the year for reengage. This is the year for restart. This is that year.
The external lesson for me has just been to realize like it's so important to work hard when things are good. When you're in your flow and you've got momentum and you get in the lane and you go roll with it and you work harder, you set yourself up for times like this. And I think the problem is that when you get too safe and secure and complacent, you start to think like, oh, nothing bad can happen to me, nothing can touch me, nothing can. And then all of a sudden, something like this happens and everyone's back at square one.
But I'll never be poor again. Poor is a state of mind of feeling out of control, scarcity-minded, taking pride in being blue collar. No one should ever take pride in being blue collar, period. Period. You've got a brain, you've got a solution to a problem that people want to pay for, put it out there. Like so many people probably come up to you, and I know they come up to me, I've got this great idea, and one day I'm gonna do it. When is that day?
I'm gonna invite you, don't sign up for the goal, sign up for the inconvenience it's gonna cost you. Every day say yes to whatever it takes, no matter
what. And this is the reason why we feel pain is because we attach significant to a particular moment, right? The reason why you and I and everyone feels pain is that we attach significance to that moment. And then when that moment is taken away from us, we think our significance has been taken away from us. And you think that all that work is lost because you have significance attached to that moment. But the truth is, that's not true. The significance was in the work you put in.
See, so many of you want to play big in the world, but you keep making it optional. And every time it gets too hard, you sit it back down. The moment you make it non-negotiable, not an option, slide every option off the table, you're not wondering about the mountain and how big it is because you said you must bow down.
Remember this, your life is not about you. Rather, your life is about the lives of everyone you touch. When you make your life about the lives of everyone you touch, you will never wake up feeling anxiety or worry or stress again.
The red pill, its only promise, its only promise is the truth. That's it. It's not saying that it's going to make things better. It's simply going to reveal the way that the world really is. And that for me was incredibly intoxicating. And I took the red pill intellectually. And what I began to realize is that the mind is the matrix in and of itself. Because I can tell you right now, today, in this moment, I promise you, the matrix has you.
I want to live in a world in which the vast majority of people wake up every single morning inspired to go to work, feel safe when they're there, and come home fulfilled at the end of the day. That is not the world we live in now. That is the world I want to live in, and that is the world I want my friends and family to live in.
But true goals, true intention comes from within. And when it comes from within, you tend to have more emotion towards it.
Because I can do something. And if I can do it better than others, and it's for a greater good in society, I would be irresponsible if I did not. But many people look for meaning in life, as though they will, you know, I'm still searching for meaning in what my life, as though it's going to be under a rock. You have more power than that. You have the power to create meaning in your life, rather than passively look for it.
This is water. To a fish, water is so ubiquitous it ceases to exist. Now we all have that same thing, and it's playing on us, and it's keeping us from becoming who we want to become. And that thing is our mindset. It's our belief system. It is so ever-present. It is so ingrained into the fabric of who you are and the way that you process data. You don't even notice it. You don't even know that it's real. And this is the thing that impacts your life. It is your inability to see that your mindset controls everything, that it is water in and of itself. That once you become aware of the water, you can change everything. That you can go from a scared, lost kid in Tacoma to whomever you want to be.
Have I, by whatever powers I have available to me, have I lessened the suffering of others? Or the corollary to that would be, have I enhanced the life of others? They're related. And I don't mean, have I devoted the whole day to doing that? Then I would be ignoring myself. But if there's some small gesture that I can do that can completely add value to someone's life, I'm going to do it. Because the leveraging of 10 minutes of my life into the happiness or enlightenment or the reduced suffering of someone else, I'd be irresponsible. I did not?
And that one-third, or not all of my life, is generated through pure intention. There's a large portion of it, Marie says one-third, that is your soul's intention for you. In other words, it is people that you are meant to meet, and it's predetermined. It's situations you're meant to go through, and you're meant to experience these situations, and sometimes it's pain and failure that you're meant to go through so your soul can learn, and you want to surrender into this. Now, but what this means is accept uncertainty. If you have three goals, one may just not be in your soul's path. That's okay.
Once you pick a meaning, which is always your choice, then you can start to build a great life. Stories are the outpicturing or the way we tell the own journey that we have to go through. And most people live vicariously through a film.
So many people in the world today are obsessed with this idea called the law of attraction. But I can tell you the law of attraction is wrong. The universe doesn't give you what you want. The universe gives you who you are. Don't think law of attraction, think law of resonance. In other words, you have to be that which you want. And then the universe responds.
If that's the game that we're playing, if I can construct my belief system, if I can choose at any moment to believe something that's more empowering, one can have no smaller or greater mastery than mastery over oneself.
On my tombstone, I want the epitaph: be ashamed to die until you have scored some victory for humanity. Any of us, I think, should want the world to be a little better off for you having lived in it. So what do you have to give? With no expectation of return.
Why are you only doing one thing? Why don't you do shit? Because you're scared. The question is why? Like, I'm just trying to get to why. Who? Who's gonna cast judgment? My friends, every person here that's not 100% happy, including myself, is not doing something because of judgment of somebody else.
That you are not aware of yourself. You don't know yourself, you don't know other people. Okay, so the key here in going about your patterns is to be aware of those patterns, okay? If you're not aware of those patterns, you will repeat them your entire life. Because you don't even know that they exist.
My friends, until our society, and this country especially, redefines success in being happy, not being rich, everybody will continue to go down the path that we're seeing in our society. The number one unlock to happiness in this room is to go out there after this talk and get naked about your vulnerabilities, what you suck at, take a step back, go humble. This is about losing and humility at the forefront, and nobody's talking about it.
You actually spent part of the day thinking about your own thoughts. You would realize that well over half of your thinking revolves around other people and what they have, comparing yourself to them. Your career, your power, your success in life depends on your ability to bring out your uniqueness, to bring out your originality, to be different from the crowd. To show what's different about you. That's your source of power. I call that in my book, Your Life's Task.
You have to be honest with yourself, because if you're incapable of that, you have no prayer of happiness. And being honest with yourself is hard. My friends, we are so good at casting judgment on everybody else. We're unstoppable at that. We're not doing that to ourselves.
We're always thinking about what other people are doing and how you can fit in and how you can impress them. And you're gonna lose a sense of who you are, lose a sense of your soul in a way.
My question is, which one's better? Is it better to be happy hit on a number and live within those means? Or is it better chase the money and make yourself vulnerable and unhappy?
I am enough. But enough of what? Every time I hear those words, I feel like they keep getting stuck up in my head, conflicting with all the words that I've said to myself on repeat for most of my life. Yeah, I haven't been very nice to myself. Bottom to top, I spent most of my time focused on why I was not enough. Flat feet too slow, chicken legs won't grow, like self-deprecation was an occupation, I went pro long ago. And I know that the mind learns through repetition. And no matter how quiet I speak, it's always around to listen. Creating the vision of who I am based on my self-talk. So why not speak what I can and stop all the can knots? Because I got a lot of knots. I thought a lot of thoughts that brought a lot of nada, so I fought to make them stop. And I finally gave my ego what it wanted, and I told it what I am not. I am not dumb. I am not ugly. I am not giving up. I am not weak. I will get back on my feet no matter how much I slip up. I am not broken, I am not afraid, and so when the going gets tough, I can see what I am not, and it reminds me I am enough. I am enough strength to overcome any obstacle placed in my way. I am enough courage to keep my heart open after heartbreak. I am enough will to get through any hard day. I am enough fun to turn all my work into play. I am enough pride to not be torn down by what others say, and I am enough humility to own up to all my mistakes. And it doesn't take a special ability, just a perspective shift, to go through this list and always remember this: for everything I'm not, there's something that I am. For everything I can't, there's something that I can. I can be happy. I can be free. I can be authentic. In fact, I'm already me. And I am so grateful and proud of me and everything I am. And so for the rest of my life, I will do whatever I can to remember that, yeah, I am not a lot of stuff, but there's one thing I am. I am enough.
The biggest challenge that you face is going from believing to knowing.
We are Imagineers. We have this capacity to conjure up these delightful future possibilities, choose the most amazing possibility, and then pull the present forward to meet those possibilities.
Many people live in that world. It's the world of appearances. It's the world of lack and limitation and fear, doubt and worry. It's the world of business as usual. Humanity will never ever solve any of these problems. So just get rich, be happy until you die, or be anti-bored until you die. But the moment you begin to break free from that construct, you begin to see a different world. that you have the ability to think independent of circumstances. You have the ability to think independent of your historical self. You have the ability to think independent of anything that has happened to you and to make a new choice.
My destiny is not in your hands. People that are manifesting their greatness, they find a way to win. Muhammad Ali downed the first time by Joe Frazier, and Howard Cosell asked him, "Why did you jump up so quickly?" And Muhammad Ali said, "I looked around and saw where I was," and he said, "A canvas is no place for a champion."
See a world of possibility. You begin to see a world of opportunity. You begin to see a world where your assignment is. In the first world of appearances, it's just trying to make it in the construct of separation, comfort zones, conveniences. In the second world, you see opportunities, you see possibilities.
That this is possible, that this is doable, that each and every one of you, when looking in the mirror, when you have that faint disquiet late at night, when you haven't slept and you're anxious and you don't know what your purpose is, or you think you might not be able to have enough of an impact, think exponentially. Understand that it's not just the metaphysical, lofty, spiritual bumper sticker lingo, although that's all good too. This is all grounded in tangible fact. Also, it's both. It's poetic truth built on data-driven extrapolations.
In life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
You're not in the past, you're not in the future, and you're not in the present. The past, shame, blame, immature pride. Future, ambition, and fear. Present, sometimes is embarrassment and vanity. It can become an open door for the eternal now.
Shitty things are going to happen to you if they haven't already, and I'm sure they have. Many tragedies have befallen every person in this room. And what I want you guys to recognize right now is thank God. Because those are the things that weed out the sick and the weak. Those are the things that weed out the people who just, they don't have the fortitude to see it through. My ability to handle suffering, my ability to keep going when something is boring, my ability to learn, I endure no matter how hard it gets, no matter how painful it is. If it lives in service of my goals, I do it.
What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. I found out the whole key to life. It's not in all that. You have to face yourself. So many people live to be 100 years old and they die miserable, having everything.
The questions you ask yourself will determine the course of your life. I had been asking myself, what do I need to do to get rich? So I changed the question and I started asking, what would I do and love every day, even if I were failing?
Everybody's got a story. We don't share it on social media. We share our nice life on social media. We all have a dungeon. I'm just willing to talk about mine. Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day.
Life is chaos. It takes an inhuman amount of effort to bring order to that, to find success in the middle of that. So while I cannot promise you success, I can promise you failure. I cannot promise you happiness, but I can promise sadness. So if you know those are the guarantees and the other things are the things you have to strive for, you better be striving in service of something that in and of itself is interesting to you.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
If you truly believe that human potential is limitless, how you decide to spend your time is a spiritual consideration.
There is no cap on the human mind. We cap it ourselves. You're not quitting, you're not throwing in the towel, you're saying there's a way around this. And when you figure it out, when life has you gripped in a vice, and you can figure that out, that's when you overcome.